I want to talk about the dark net or whatever it's called. I mean, when you hear about dark net, deep web, if it's on a TV show, it's usually in the context of a dingy hacker in a dark room. Or if it's a news story, it's something about probably someone buying drugs or, I don't know, an endangered lizard through this shady, ill-defined dark net. But what is it? And I don't think we actually talk about what it actually is nearly enough. We just talk about how dangerous it is. On the phone right now, I've got David Hollingworth. He's the managing editor of tech website and magazine, PC and Tech Authority. Good morning, David.
Hey, how you doing?
So, look, we hear dark web, we hear dark net, we hear deep web. Are we all talking about the same thing here?
They're actually kind of different things, although they are nested one within the other. The deep web is merely that large portion of the web that search engines don't index. So you look up something on Google, Google indexes numerous sites, but there's whole areas of the web that search engines don't go near. And that's the deep web. Whereas the dark net or the dark web are specific networks built on the same infrastructure that the web is, but you need specific software to access.
Okay, so they are very different things. I mean, I remember seeing a stat back in, I don't know, 2014, 2015, that said that the web that we know as kind of average everyday users is just 4% of the whole thing, that somehow 96% of web pages make up this dark web or deep web.
That's the deep web. The thing about the deep web, though, is it's just places that search engines don't go. Now, that could be anything from drug marketplaces on the dark web, or it could be simply old sites that no one uses anymore. It's not nearly as nefarious as it sounds.
Wait, so my old GeoCities site might actually be deep web?
It could be.
Wow, I feel so edgy. Look, when we're talking about dark web then, which of course is what's in the news at the moment, I keep hearing about specific technology you need to access it. I mean, is this real kind of hacker territory, like only people with degrees in computer science can be on it?
No, not really, actually. It's quite... It's a little bit more difficult than, say, downloading Chrome to your PC and then looking up a normal website, but not that much more. There's only a handful of more steps, and a lot of them are involving privacy. And also there are... So probably the most well-known dark web is accessed using a browser called Tor, or the Onion Network. and that's used for a lot of drug marketplaces, but there's also a lot of legitimate uses as well.
What sort of legitimate uses?
A lot of newspapers actually use dark web sites so that they can have their anonymous sources can get in touch with them, be protected, and they can have an encrypted exchange of information.
All right, so you're using, from what I understand, a kind of special browser that's still just like a web browser. It's just capable of accessing this particular part of the dark web. How, you said it's unindexed. How am I finding it?
Well, it's not indexed by normal search engines, so Google won't find this stuff. But if you're using the Tor browser, for instance, and one of the things the Tor browser does is it basically encrypts all of the traffic. And it's called the Tor browser, and all of these sites use the prefix .onion, mainly because a lot of the encryption works like an onion. There are layers of encryption. The first layer of any address tells it go to one particular node. Actually, the best way to look at it, you know those, you were talking about hacking films earlier.
Yes.
You know those scenes where information goes from Brussels to Paris to Guam to and all over the place? It's actually a little bit like that. The Tor browser does that. It routes traffic through multiple locations, and each layer of the encryption of a packet of data goes to a different location, but only a specific location, until finally the last layer, which is the site you're actually trying to get to, it gets to. And that could be anything from places you were talking about earlier where people go to buy illegal items. It could be the website of a newspaper and you're going there because you're a whistleblower and you want to legitimately move on information. There's any number of uses.
So this does sound like we've kind of had that weird confluence of people are buying drugs on there because it's so private, but people just kind of wanted it to begin with because they wanted privacy.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, a lot of the people who use these sites, they use it for exactly that, because it's private. There are entire dark webs which are set up purely for anonymous trading of information. Now, some of that could be illegal, but a lot of it, there's legitimate uses to want to be able to move information around without having your ISP being able to look at it.
This sounds a little like BitTorrent in the sense that we often use it as shorthand for kind of piracy and stealing, but really it's just a way of transferring files. There's nothing inherently bad about BitTorrent itself.
Yeah, absolutely correct. In fact, BitTorrent, being a peer-to-peer network, is itself kind of a dark web itself, because it's not built upon any one particular backbone. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's the technology itself is not bad. There's just different uses it can be put to.
So, just and this is probably maybe a bit of a left field question. Where are cops in kind of understanding this? Where is law enforcement? I mean, obviously we hear a lot about these scare stories about drug markets running wild, and you can just order whatever you feel like. Surely cops are on this dark web as well.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's the encryption that stops them. I mean, there are very few law enforcement agencies in the world that would have the data processing power to get through, say, for instance, average Joe Blow on the street. He orders something illegal from a site. It sounds simple, but the encryption that's wrapped around that process is incredible. And while a cop may be able to use the dark web, that doesn't mean he can snoop on what his neighbor is doing on the dark web. It is that secure.
So every time I hear about yet another sort of very mainstream shopping site getting hacked, you're telling me that actually the dark web has the infrastructure to stop people from being able to steal my credit card details from, shopsite.com.au or whatever it's called, but we're just going with the normal kind of shopping experience because we're good people? What?
Well, the thing is that, no major retailer probably wants to be associated with a dark web address. So for that means that they use standard HTTP or Hypertext Transfer Protocol. That's what most of the web is built upon. It's merely a different set of software rules that the dark web is built upon. And there are many, many legitimate sites that use it, as I said. But I guarantee you that, for instance, at Kmart would not want to have a .onion address, because suddenly people in the street would think, God, why does Kmart want to protect its people so much? What are they doing and what are they hiding?
David, it's a weird world. I don't pretend to understand it. That's why we've got you. Thank you for chatting to Breakfast this morning.